the research into dating. What are the key findings there?
Yeah, so what we're seeing, so we conducted a survey of 5,000 men in the US, UK, and Australia, and we found that dating apps are sites of potential risk, particularly for single women with children, where offenders, which we found in the study, are more likely to use dating apps regularly than non-offending men, will seek out these women to gain access to their children.
So how concerned should single parents be about this then?
I think very concerned, but there's preventable ways to make sure that this doesn't happen. This includes actions by the dating apps themselves in terms of creating safer environments for those that are using the applications to meet people. So verification checks, for example, very clear reporting mechanisms, also transparency around abuses in the past that have occurred on their platforms, so making sure that they're tracking what's happening.
So is this a, single parents might see this and wonder if this is the onus is on them to act. Is that the case, or is this a wider problem?
Absolutely, this is a wider problem. So I would say the onus should be on those that perpetrate or those that facilitate the action. So really, that's where prevention needs to be focused, not necessarily on changing women's behaviors, for example, but changing, you know, how the platforms are allowed to be misused in this way, and the mechanisms for keeping those platforms safe, and how they're held to account if that doesn't happen.
Great.